Last year, on August 11th, an explosion rocked U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works in Allegheny County's Mon Valley. Two workers were killed, and 11 others were injured. Just this week, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration fined the company $118,000 and issued 10 citations as a result of last summer's explosion. The Clairton Coke Works is responsible for roughly two-thirds of Allegheny County's industrial particulate air pollution. With the Associated Press, Quinn Glibicki at Pittsburgh's Public Source has been reporting from Clairton to learn more about what happened last August and how it has impacted the community. Two articles were published online recently, and I spoke with him about the stories. What has the Chemical Safety Board, that's the federal agency investigating the incident, said about why the explosion happened and about safety at the plant in general?
The Chemical Safety Board said that the explosion in August happened while workers were exercising. That means like opening and closing a valve. And they were instructed to use water to clean it out, which is not in line with U.S. Steel's own recommendations. But nonetheless, a supervisor instructed workers to do that. That led to a release of flammable coke oven gas and eventually the explosion. In December, the agency identified what it called, quote, potentially unmitigated hazards for workers at the Clairton Coke Works that warrant immediate attention.
What is the history of maintenance issues at the plant? What have experts and former workers said?
We spoke to a number of workers who told us that at the Clairton Coke Works, there was a prevailing mentality with regard to maintenance that was not proactive. And that's something that has proliferated over time. It's not necessarily something that contributed directly to the August blast, but it is something that's front of mind for workers. There have been a string of incidents there. You know, in 2018, there was a fire that sent out pollutants into the area that were unfiltered for quite some time. And, you know, I think workers are really hoping that with the arrival now of Nippon Steel, that some of these maintenance lapses might be solved and that a new ownership might be more proactive and might flood the Mon Valley with a bit more investment and newer equipment. I mean, this is a facility that has been there since 1916, and it's basically been doing the same process since.
Right. Nippon Steel acquired U.S. Steel last June. What have they said about the incident and ongoing safety there?
With regard to the incident, Nippon has largely deferred to U.S. Steel, you know, the management on the ground. But the company has pledged to invest $11 billion into domestic steelmaking, and about $2.4 billion of that is going to the Mon Valley Works here locally. The company hasn't said whether any of that will go to the Clairton Coke Works. That remains to be seen. The company has also said that they are going to invest a substantial portion of that into Arkansas. And so it's kind of an open question as to how much money will end up in the Mon Valley when it's all said and done, and how they're viewing kind of the future of steelmaking here in our region. You know, U.S. Steel has said that, you know, they maintain a posture of safety first. I think by and large, the company is taking this explosion very seriously. You know, that's not to say that, you know, the workers we spoke to certainly expressed that, you know, there are things that they want to see change down there. You know, as I mentioned, more proactive maintenance, better workplace safety conditions. And I think that all of that has been really magnified since the August blast.
How has the explosion impacted residents' ongoing concerns about air quality? Tell me about some of the people you spoke with for your story.
The explosion in August quite literally shook the city of Clairton. You know, we spoke to families and people at the school, residents who, you know, literally were shaken by the explosion. And I think that, you know, Clairton right now is experiencing a confluence of factors that have led residents to be hopeful for change. You know, not only is there the explosion with, you know, renewed calls for oversight for U.S. Steel in the wake of that, you know, as we talked about, the Nippon acquisition has also brought forth kind of hope for change and better infrastructure to deal with pollution, and also to bring back kind of some version of economic vitality for a place that has largely seen that disappear since the fall of the domestic steelmaking industry. And finally, Clairton recently elected a new mayor, and that mayor has come in after a four-term incumbent who campaigned on a message of, if it ain't broke, don't try and fix it. And so the new mayor is coming in and saying, you know, it is broken and we're going to fix it. And so I think those three things have a lot of residents. And what they told us was, you know, this could be the greatest hope for change that they've seen in perhaps decades. Yeah, I think Residents really shared a perspective that's quite nuanced with regard to the mill. The mill has provided economically for generations and historically for the city of Clairton. And yet at the same time, it's also, residents say, contributed to their health struggles, to disease, to high rates of asthma in Clairton. And so I met a woman named Miriam Maletta. She runs a salon down there on St. Clair Avenue. She's run it since the 80s when she was in her early 20s. And she's told me that she used to bring in $3,000 or $4,000 in a day because Clairton was really bustling at the time. And now she says she needs help really bad. Things have really changed in Clairton. There's no grocery store, there's no bank, there's no movie theater. They used to have all of that. And so they're really trying to envision a future for themselves that is, nonetheless going to be tied to the mill. A lot of residents shared that that is going to be the common denominator for better or worse. If Clairton is going to have some sort of resurgence, a lot of people see that being tied to the resurgence of the mill as well. And yet at the same time, they recognize that, of course, the mill has contributed to these health concerns in their community. And I think for a lot of residents, particularly those who experience those health concerns firsthand, it's a really complicated thing where you're balancing economic vitality or the promise of that with something you're already struggling with in your own health.
How have Trump administration rollbacks of environmental policy impacted Clairton?
I think it kind of remains to be seen in terms of the long-term vision. Of course, the Trump administration greenlit the Nippon acquisition, and that has particularly steel workers feeling much more optimistic. But the Trump administration also provided exemptions to U.S. Steel with regard to emissions. And so again, it's back to that idea of balancing the industry and jobs and the needs of the community down there. I think that a lot more of the weight of regulation is going to fall on the Allegheny County Health Department. Last November, the county council passed a resolution to increase fines and to better fund the Allegheny County Health Department, which residents, by and large, saw that as a victory because they want greater oversight of U.S. Steel. They don't want the plant to go away, but they do want the company to be accountable for what they're putting into the air. And they saw that as a victory, but again, in the long run, it's really a small blip in the lifespan of this this facility and its impact on the Mon Valley.
You've reported on Clairton in the past, but you've sort of done this deep dive over the last 6 months. What would you want, readers to really take away from your reporting?
Reporting on the community there has been, really a great privilege. I love hanging out in Clairton, and I think it's a place that's often reduced to its struggles. And that was something that we were really conscious of in this reporting and in our past reporting as well. Certainly Clairton is a place that has struggled, but it's also a place that's really vibrant. And you just look at their track record of the football team or spend some time in the school system, and you'll see that people are really making an effort to improve their lives there and to manifest the hope that they have into something more tangible for that community.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Quinn Glibicki is the environment and climate reporter at Pittsburgh's Public Source. You can read his articles and all of our reporting on U.S. Steel's facilities at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.